Today, 28 of 40 days with Jesus. We've been looking at John chapter 21 this week, and we come to the final day of our reflections on that particular passage as Jesus restores Peter and recommissions him for the task ahead. But there's these final few verses in John 21, verses 18 to 22, as we finish this week. Here, Jesus gives him the final commission, feed my sheep, and then seems to tell him how he is going to die. I guess that is quite a worrying thing. Maybe a bit confusing. But I don't think that's something to dwell on. I think the point of this moment is, let's not get concerned about the end. Let's get concerned about now and living. In verse 19, Jesus reiterates his first call to Peter when he simply says, follow me. Although he says about how Peter is likely to die, what Jesus wants from Peter is how he's going to live. And in this moment, living becomes about following Jesus. Having spent 3 years with Jesus, being obedient to that first call of leaving his nets and his boats and following Jesus immediately, Jesus wants him to now commit the rest of his life to what Jesus is calling him to do. Simply, to follow me. And that's the tough call, really, isn't it? The very particular call that we don't always know every step of the way, but we make a commitment to follow Jesus and to do what he's asking us to do. It's interesting that in verse 20, of course, the first thing that Peter does as a response to this invitation again to follow Jesus is to worry about someone else. What about them? What about that person? Peter says. What about him? What about her? What about how they're living their life? What about what you've called them to do? Are they being obedient to that, Jesus? Well, Jesus makes it clear to Peter, and I think to us, about being aware of the comparison trap. In verse 22, Jesus says, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me. There's a route that Jesus has planned for Peter, and Peter's responsibility is to every day be obedient to that plan. And it's the same for us as well. What is it that Jesus has called you to? What is the path that he wants you to follow? What was the journey he called you to when he first invited you to follow him? And what does that look like today? There's a unique calling that Jesus has on your life. And you may feel restricted at the moment. You may feel that there's not much you can do. But you still are called to follow Jesus. So rather than letting comparisons with others derail you, today and every day, learn to rejoice in who God has made you to be and what he has called you to do today and tomorrow. Because your calling is only part of the picture. No one person has all the gifts in the church, the body of Christ. None of us are called to be a one-person superstar. Rather, God has deliberately placed us in a body, and we are called to rejoice in not only our calling, but also in one another's calling and gifting, knowing that when we work together and honour one another, that God is most glorified and the work is most fruitful. So today, thank God for the differently gifted people God has placed around us all. And the body that we are part of, his church. Celebrate what others can do. Rejoice in what God has called you to do today. Thank him for the gifts and talents and callings that he has given to each person. And play your part. Follow him. And together we will see great things accomplished. And Jesus will be honored. Let's pray together. Lord, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I thank you for seeing and knowing every detail of my life. Not one thing is hidden from you. And so I come to you today, and I'm sorry for the times when I've compared myself to others. And I recognize that in doing so, I diminish what you think about me. That I am your treasured possession, that I am your craftsmanship. You are good all the time, and you know exactly what you're doing. So I surrender my life to you afresh today. I follow you. Lead me forward and help me to celebrate the gifts of others as we use them for your glory and your honor. Amen.